Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Broadcasting live from a suite in the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel.
It is awesome, too.
All our loved ones are here. Kinsey just showed up for the coffee.
Hello. And for the love.
Alan is here.
Try the espresso. They have like rows and rows of food here. Today's theme is Cubano food for the breakfast.
Cubano. That's one of my favorite accents, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Cubano. Yeah. Cubano.
No matter where you look in here, there's food.
And juice.
And juices.
Everywhere there's food.
And we appreciate it. Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel, you're taking great care of us.
Absolutely. Beach Shazam, 50 minutes away, we'll have you call in so you could win $1,000. And did you guys know that 19 years ago today, this show premiered?
Really?
You know what it is, Justin?
Justin.
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 We know what it's been
it's
on.
The fabric of your lifestyle.
But he's
George
young.
Lopez?
He's young.
No.
How many years has it been off the air?
How the heck does this sound like George Lopez?
Isn't his song called A Low Rider?
That's not Low Rider.
Sounds like it's going to come up here in a
Justin
bit.
Justin would only have seen this by watching.
The nanny. Isn't it?
No.
That's a good one, though, too.
Okay. Yeah. Is that
Fran Drescher?
New York.
You know what, Justin? Like, I'm such a Carrie. I've always just identified with Carrie.
Bradshaw.
I'm just a Carrie.
New York.
Bradshaw.
I want to be Mr. Big.
Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Oh, see?
Well, I mean, that was before your time, though.
I know, but you know who I am. I should have watched it. Oh,
Samantha.
My gosh.
Samantha?
Oh, I'm disappointed in myself for not even knowing that.
Or Meredith?
Haven't seen
Miranda.
It?
I didn't watch it. I don't know why I'm not.
Charlotte.
I didn't even watch Friends, so when y'all are talking about Friends, I couldn't relate to it.
Oh, wow.
Justin, Sex and the City, so good. Even my guy friends liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
I watched a few.
And it was so odd because you'd have this girl show, kind of, Sex and the City, and then right after that would be Sopranos.
Oh, that's why I didn't watch it. It was on HBO. That's why. Yeah.
And it was, because I'd have like 4 or 5 girls come over to my house
during
football season. We'd get in the pool. And then we'd watch Sex and the City, and we'd watch Sopranos. That was my Sunday.
Man, I missed out on good TV being poor.
I think there's only two shows where I've seen every single episode at least 3 times each. Sex and the City and Criminal Minds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
I was reading this list, though, about best TV shows ever written and produced, and The Sopranos was number one.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. That was my show, man.
I'll probably start watching that soon.
That ending was kind of sucked.
Yeah, the ending did suck.
But I hate that.
See, I already know the ending, so I don't know if I should watch the series.
The ending had nothing to do with anything, so you could watch the series.
It didn't have anything to do with anything.
You know what ending sucked? Lost. Lost had the worst ending ever.
I gave up on Lost after about the second season.
It got too confusing.
It got so convoluted.
At least they're just lost. That's why they call it Lost.
Lost? What do you mean? They were all dead already. It was just like, what?
I know.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
So, spoiler.
Yeah.
And speaking of TV, anybody? Well, I guess we were all, except for Kelly.
Kelly,
we were
did you watch The Bachelorette?
Dinner
I
last
was
night.
Asleep.
Wait, what happened? You guys, they planned this nice dinner for us. Where were you?
We passed out.
What happened, Kelly Raspberry?
It was a nice dinner.
We had too much to drink.
Girl, you missed out on some sushi, some lobster, some shrimp, some scallops, some oysters.
I know. And y'all are all so full and,
we ate a whole coral reef, baby girl.
I'm sure
it was
you did.
So good.
I'm
it was
sorry.
So nice.
We were passed
Kelly
out.
Kelly was so fun. Yesterday before.
She was.
She was so fun.
We had Bible study.
You remember
that? Did.
Yeah,
we did. I remember that.
Yeah. Alcohol and Jesus.
We did. We went very deep in the Bible.
Alcohol and
Jesus. Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And we talked about Bathsheba.
And then I had to leave to go get my massage, which was honestly, if you come to the Lowe's Hotel.
Exhale
and
spa.
You go to the Exhale Spa, ask for Pilar. She was awesome. She was awesome. I told honey, I want you to go back, and I said, I'm going to bring my fiance back, and he's going to get Pilar.
Yeah,
she was Pilar. Awesome.
Whoa!
I forgot my girl's name, but she was so good. I crashed.
Really?
I woke myself up because I heard myself snoring, and then
you fell asleep.
Yeah.
See, I hate falling asleep during a massage because I want to enjoy like every rub.
I was enjoying it so much that my body just relaxed so much that I fell asleep. I woke up to my own snoring, and I saw a little bit of pool of drool at the bottom. I was like, dang, man.
Oh, wow.
That's some good
like, that's
sleep.
Embarrassing.
Ooh, drool?
I'm like, I wanted to put the caution wet floor sign down there because I didn't want her to slip, but it was so good. I did see you going into your massage.
You did?
Yeah.
And then
you don't remember that? You were like, JC. JC,
I remember Pilar, and I remember afterwards I went and gotten the they had the hot tub pool thing, and I got in there. It was just it was so nice.
Did you get in there?
And
naked?
Then I had to, I did. Okay. And then I had to go find my man.
Was he still sleeping on the cabana? Yes. I looked out from my room. I could just see his back, and I said that. Kind of looks like Alan, but I'm not 100% sure. There was nobody else around.
Just drinking drinks all day?
Miami.
And I went up to the room thinking he'd be there, and I looked out the window, and I could see this person, like, just asleep.
Curled up, fetal position.
So I had to get dressed all the way back downstairs, and I scared him when I woke him up. He didn't know where he was.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, y'all having a good time.
We managed to get back to the room, and that was it. What did all she wrote.
Alan, did you get fried on one side? Because you were sleeping on your side.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
He's got that Filipino body that
doesn't
burn.
Too fried. Yeah, I have the ethnic advantage, I guess.
Yeah, he was sleeping like a baby down there. The only reason I knew it was Alan because I could see his tattoo. I was like, that's my dude.
Well, y'all missed a great dinner.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed, but we passed out.
It's all good. And apparently we missed a good episode of The Bachelorette.
Now, oh, really?
Usually Caroline Craddock will recap The Bachelorette for us, but Caroline is on the teens. Kids trip.
Yeah, something weekend. New. Yeah, first time.
The first time we've ever done a teens trip, so she's out there having a good time. But we have a little recap for you because we were left hanging last week. DeMario, you remember that dude?
DeMario's a brother.
He had the girlfriend. Yeah. She showed up. She was a little bit on the crazy side because she let him have it. And we were left with DeMario showing up to try to get another chance with Rachel.
Who's this?
Yeah, that's DeMario.
You know, one of my favorite quotes is, in order to experience joy, you need pain. Uh-huh. And I realized these faults last night, not being able to sleep. So I'm begging this from the bottom of my entire heart. Will you please give me another chance to come into this house? Because I feel like that you and I really can be something.
I need a man who, when they're confronted with a difficult situation,
Correct. They
don't start lying about it.
Correct.
And to be honest with you, if you had been like, you know what, Rachel, I... up. Yeah. This is what the situation was right before I got here, but this is why I did it.
Correct.
You honestly probably would be in the mansion right now,
yeah.
But that's not what you did. And what I saw in the gym yesterday, that was a boy. I'm looking for a man.
A man.
Right. Well,
Rachel is, she's going to go down as the best bachelorette of all time.
I hope so, man. Like, I hope so.
So strong. She lasso of truth on him.
And here's the thing, guys. all women want us to do is own up.
Yeah.
That's all she's asking
absolutely.
For. Own up. You screwed up? Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I dumped her and I went on the show because I wanted to meet you. Own up to it. And she said she would have let him back in there. So he didn't get another chance. Now, Rachel did make the guys go on Ellen on last night's episode. And Ellen didn't really have any advice for them.
Yeah. Every year I say, I'm not going to watch The Bachelor. I'm not going to watch The Bachelorette. I can't devote that much time. I have a life. And then I get sucked in.
Then you can come through next.
Okay, this guy tickled me coming out of the limo.
I don't like that. I don't like that. That's a horrible thing. Why is he still here?
Right. Was she like the best looking one on the last season?
Oh, yeah.
He came out of the limo like Urkel.
Uh-oh. I don't like that either. I like her a lot. She's great. So I hope one of these guys is the guy because she's looking for love and she deserves that.
Don't we all?
They're getting a lot of big celebrities this season.
Got to get people to watch like this, and like, talk about it.
Well, it's a good season. I mean, people are watching. It's the first African-American Bachelorette, so that's big. And I don't know.
And the big rivalry in the house is between that Blake guy, who was one of the first guys to meet her when they had the guys come out. They had like five guys come out.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy that lived with the ex-girlfriend of one of the other contestants, Lucas. Waboosh, or whatever his name is.
So confused. Ugh.
Yeah. So
Waboom?
Waboom, yeah. So those two hate each other. One of them got sent home, and that was Blake. And then they got into an argument, and it was so stupid.
I just want to say, you, bro. You're a piece of You're here for the wrong reasons. I got drug into your I see right through you. I know why you're here. And it kills me.
Why am I here?
You're here to be on TV.
And why is that?
Because you are a wannabe comedian. You're a washed-up joke. I can't help but feel like if you weren't here, I would have had a real shot at getting to know Rachel. But because you were too busy and making a joke out of this experience, I'm going home. You win, Lucas. Waboom.
Can we get that sound clip?
Yeah,
well, that Waboom thing is obnoxious. It's not funny. And if he's trying to launch his career with that, I think he's doing damage because he's just annoying. It's not cute.
But you can't blame another guy when you concentrate on somebody else's business, which is what this dude did.
Well, a lot of times that is what happens.
Two guys fighting is so, like that, fighting stupid, drama right? style is so unattractive.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it, though. That's why I love reality TV, was it, because you can't just do that in public, so they put it on TV just so you can just
that is
listen
public.
In
but it is happening in public. No, that's a thing.
No, but like to watch people have an argument, like let's say we're at dinner and two people are arguing, you don't want to be annoying and just look and listen in. It would be kind of be like, yeah, tell him, yeah.
For once, I actually understand what you're saying, Justin.
You don't see girls like us. Like my best girlfriend, she heard her two guy neighbors fighting the other day. So she got off the phone with me so she could listen, and then she called me and told me what was going on.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying
we listen,
but you gotta make sure it's not obvious though. You can't just like, hey, come in. Let me just watch
you
guys argue.
Here?
That's what the best thing to do
better
is
better than TV.
Those people that always wear headphones around, now I know why. Because if you see some people arguing in public, you could just turn off your music, but you still pretend like you're listening. You're just bobbing up and down, but you listen to the fight the whole time. That's what you got to do right there.
So what was doing?
That's our new clip. So whenever Al's trying to escape when you try to escape some situation, when you get in trouble, that's going to be you.
I have my own. Thank you.
Your own what?
My own little waboom, but it's not as annoying as his.
What's your waboom?
What was that? wait, was that it?
That's it. It's got a few variations.
He does it all the time. You guys haven't heard it?
Depends on how frustrated I am at the time.
Yeah. Can you do it again? That's going to be hard.
See, and it always has to end with one little soft one at the end.
Yeah.
And Waboom went home too.
Oh, so they both
got
sent home.
Okay, good. I feel good.
So now I don't need to watch the episode. We're all caught up.
Good.
DeMario didn't get to stay. Those two guys got sent home because they're idiots.
And four went home in total, right?
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
So we're getting down to the finals. This is when it starts.
Getting down to the finals. It's only week two.
That was nice and quick.
Yeah, it was so quick. I feel like it's going by
it's
so
It's over?
Fast.
Well, they start with like 40, so it's okay.
Yeah, but I'm already not interested because they don't have Waboom guy in there.
Oh, ugh.
Yeah. Tonight, America's Got Talent's going to be on TV.
All right. AGT.
Maybe I can watch it with Alan.
What are the chances I'm going to be able to get my mom to record something for me?
Uh-oh.
Jenna, I don't think you can.
Does she know the inputs?
Your mom.
Does she know inputs?
No.
I just realized the show is coming back, Queen of the South Season 2, and we're going to be here. And I want to watch it, and I want her to record it. Can you get a parent to record something? Do they know how it's done?
I tried to get my mother-in-law to record stuff. And then I ended up with Teletubbies. And that was not what I asked. Like, that's definitely not what
I'm
I asked
still
for.
Trying
at
to,
all.
Yeah. Trying to get my mom to master the whole art of texting.
Yeah.
Ooh, no. So I don't know.
And it was like the series Teletubbies. So it was recording roughly every day. And then I stopped it and it's still recording. So I don't know what she did. So if you want to risk that. Have your mom
risk
do that.
It.
Are you enjoying the Teletubbies though? That's
no.
a good show, isn't it?
It's so creepy.
Oh. It is creepy. That son's got a like a baby face.
Yeah, the baby son. No, man, I'm not.
A baby son.
Yeah, they have a baby son.
My baby son.
I'm not done with that. Is he scary?
And what's that cream that they eat? It's like that pink goop.
I didn't dive that deep into the show.
Well, while y'all were watching Sex in the City, I was watching Teletubbies.
They eat pink cream.
Yeah, pink cream. It looks like the thing before chicken nuggets are made.
And they talk so weird. They're like,
That's what chicken nuggets look like before they're made?
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, you didn't know? You haven't seen it?
I'm learning too much today. Let's go to break. I don't like it.
Is it chicken nuggets? No, chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah. The Teletubbies teach us the things.
We're going on a Flavor of Miami tour today. We're going to have Linda from Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel come in and tell us all about what we're doing today. All
right.
So she's planning out our trip for us.
Yeah.
And so she'll be in here to let us know what we're up to today. And we got Beat Shazam coming up as well in this hour. We'll be right back.
We're hanging in the Magic City, thanks to Visit Florida. The Kid Credit Morning Show is live all week from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel on the Kid Nation Family Vacation.
Thank you for waking up with us on our family vacation and still riding along with us.
Right.
It's like you're here with us. We still have $1,000 for you with Beat Shazam, so don't worry about that. We're still going to play. You can still text our show. It's the same phone number, which is what, Big Al? I saw him taking a drink, so I asked him.
800-543-3548. Gotcha, okay.
Got a couple text messages here from Kid Nation members. I was talking about Friends and how I saw an episode, and I thought Joey was dating Keith Urban's wife, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
It was Elle McPherson who was. So thank you. Because that was killing me. I couldn't figure out who she was.
Okay.
Also, what is Justin wearing? Make him stand up and model, please.
Uh-huh. Yes. So apparently someone's watching on Kid TV.
Yes.
So Justin is wearing the ever-popular romp hem.
We're still trying to figure. Oh, it's getting tighter by the minute.
A little too tight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Go do your twist over there, please.
So, and he has to unbutton about four buttons up top. What are you?
Oh, you heard something.
Did it rip?
The pinstripes are very slimming.
They are.
Yeah.
I love this outfit so much. I'm showing open chest.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm showing you, I have an open heart. That's the look I'm going for.
It's a little snug, though. Yeah, that's
it
what I was going to say. I don't think it like does any favors for your masculinity.
Well,
that was
yes.
That's the polite way of saying that. Like, because I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, I might like to try that on. I'm sitting on Easter eggs. Huh?
I might like to try that on when you're done
with
it.
Yes, okay. I'm pretty sure you might look really good in it.
Kelly, you should.
And it has pockets.
I love that.
Don't put anything in the pocket.
All the way from China, $22.
I love
that.
That
was good. Came in the mail.
You could sit down now. It's cool.
Okay. I'm not done modeling it, though.
Yeah, no, we're good. Yeah, we definitely
It's going to look so good on a yacht or yacht. Are we going on a yacht?
We're going on a taste.
I think we're going on a boat.
Yeah, flavor of Miami.
Not a yacht.
We're going on a catamaran dinner
Thursday?
Cruise.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
I don't remember what night.
Wednesday.
We're doing stuff.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
I have it all written down somewhere.
I wore it the wrong day then.
Now, when are we kind of free for dinner? Is that tonight?
Tonight.
Because that would have probably been an opportune time for us to have our Blue Apron sent down here for us. Yeah, that would have been cool.
I forgot to cancel mine, because you can cancel it if you're going to be
at the table. You freeze it, right?
Yeah. Cancel your order, and then you just get it the next week.
Yeah, I put mine on hold for this week because I knew we were going to be out of town. I remember to
do that,
JC.
I don't think you're really supposed to travel with it.
But you can.
Yeah, you can.
I can. You could forward that delivery address if you know ahead of time. BlueApron.com is where you can go. They send you in a box dinner for two. It could be for four. They send it right to your house, and you got dinner right there. You don't have to go to the grocery store. They tell you how to do it.
Yeah, you have to prepare it.
They give you
step-by-step instructions. Kinsey was so excited. Yesterday she was telling us at the pool. She said, ask me if I'd gotten the chicken wings yet.
Oh, they were so good.
And she says, now I know how you make chicken wings. And she'd never known until she got the Blue Apron.
She even made the sauce and everything.
Really?
Now she knows, even without the Blue Apron recipe, she feels confident that she could recreate that in the kitchen.
Yeah, we'll hook you up with some meals if you want to try it. BlueApron.com/kid, KIDD. That's BlueApron.com/kid, KIDD.
Do they do desserts?
Yes.
Ooh.
And they do wine if you're
what? You can make your own wine?
Yes.
Or they give you a bottle.
Yeah. I haven't gotten that
you
one.
Well, you
have a special order. That's a special order.
I haven't gone in depth.
I hadn't gotten it yet, but I saw it was in there. I'm just waiting.
Okay.
Waiting for the right moment.
Chew out.
Waiting for the right woman.
Waiting for the right moment.
Speaking of the right woman, Kelly, we have a text message here for Big Al Mack. Did Big Al bring a replacement woman to his vacation?
Oh,
I haven't heard anything about Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but he started hitting on a girl yesterday at the pool. Yeah, and then he realized it was my best friend, Mackenzie.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at her. I said, wow, if I didn't know her, I'd probably hit on her in certain scenarios.
And then he goes, and then I noticed who you are.
Yeah. So I didn't mean any disrespect. It was the way that I give a compliment.
The wheels were already in motion to hit on her, and then you had to put on the emergency brake.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Miami dog.
And then he went out here, and there was two girls on the patio, and his pickup line. And this is Big Al Mack, reformed player back in the day. This guy could get any girl
sometimes
he wanted.
You can get it almost out of your system, but sometimes it's still there a little bit.
So he goes out there, and there's two girls on the patio, and he goes, y'all see my helicopter?
I love your Big Al impression. It's almost as good as your Irish. But, yeah, there's a helipad right in back of us.
Did they roll their eyes and just go
they
inside?
Didn't even respond.
They didn't respond.
Not a wave or anything?
No. But I've never said
that.
That's
how you know a girl's just not interested.
That's how you know they want you. They don't respond at all. See, if they kind of respond a little bit, they're probably just being polite.
Right.
When they totally ignore you, they're digging you.
That means you got to keep going
they're
after.
They're digging you.
Okay.
Yeah. Three floors up, eight that's doors right. to the left.
Come
I know where that room is.
That's a real life swipe left. They just left.
They swiped inside.
Swipe.
They disappeared. They ghosted. And we were talking about earthing. We got to hear White Cheddar on the radio today.
Yeah.
Sure like hearing Cheddar on the radio. He's got a nice radio voice.
How do you know the text was said like that?
Because it was. You know how it was said.
Well, he used to be a radio personality.
Yeah. That's from the Jennifer.
Mm. Yeah. He's also a married radio personality.
Very married. And he meditates.
Who likes to ground
the earth. I did not know earth could be a verb.
Earthing. Yeah, you walk outside barefoot. In fact, Detox sent us an email. No lie, you guys, when I got out of jail, first thing I did when I got home was walk in the grass in my front yard with bare feet.
Oh.
And then I smelled the dirt. You'd be surprised the feeling it gives you.
I would imagine. If you locked up for a while, you hadn't felt the
That's
dirt.
That's right. You feel your detox?
Yeah, man.
I think in preschool, we did this thing. It was like, or I think it was earthing, I guess. We would go outside, and the teacher would have like little water in a cup. And she was like, okay, little seeds, now it's time to grow. So we're in the little grass, and then she'll sprinkle the water on us. And then we'd rise up like a beautiful flower. And then we'd stretch with our toes in the sand. And we were beautiful flowers.
Did you? Have,
we would do that like every
beautiful.
Night.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's actually preschool. Nice.
Suddenly it all makes sense.
Yeah. I'm a beautiful flower. They say be what you want.
Oh, Jennifer wrote us and said, JC read it exactly how I meant it. Thank you, Jennifer.
That's right.
For that.
That's right.
Thank so the you. Second one, the first she, one was sexy. The second one was with attitude.
She, yeah, is, yeah. she okay. is not giving up.
Yeah.
She wants to earth with you.
Jennifer and I connect. Jennifer and I were connecting mentally. Jenna, you got to talk about the trick your mom taught the dog.
Trick?
I love the trick your mom
taught. It's a trick.
Wheezy.
All right, if any of you have seen any of my videos with Candy, my mom Candy is very funny, and she unintentionally funny, and I think a little bit of her, like she's losing it a little bit,
yeah.
but she's...
Okay.
Wow. That's not very nice.
Oh, I tell her that. No, we laugh about it. Please. Well, you saw her ride the inflatable bull the other day, or try.
Yeah.
But no, Candy rocks. She's awesome, and she really helps me out with my pug, Wheezy, and she
treats
lives
Wheezy
close
like
by.
Like a grandchild,
it's
almost.
Her grandpug, yeah. So she helps me out a lot, and she comes and walks Wheezy every morning, and because she works at night. So Mackenzie and I are packing, getting ready to come on this trip.
What's she doing
and
at night?
Candy, she works.
Right now. Don't ask.
She's a hostess at a restaurant called Shinsei.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. It's great. Sushi place. Anyway, she, so Candy goes, Jenna, get your phone. I have a trick. I taught Wheezy a trick. All right, Mom. Okay. Well, my phone's charging. It has 10%. And here I am thinking, I know this probably isn't going to be worth it. My phone's charging. Yeah. She's like, well, I'll do it later then. I'm like, you can't do the trick without me filming it?
Nope. Mm-mm.
All right, so both Mackenzie and I start filming, looking at each other like, how's this going to go? What'd she teach her to do? High five, shake, whatever. And so my mom's sitting there, and she gets her cell phone out. I'm like, why are you getting your phone out? We're on our phones. Why are you going to film it also? So, of course, we're arguing. And she goes, mm-mm. She starts playing the Pac-Man.
And you're like, where's this going?
This.
Yeah.
She goes, I taught Wheezy Pac-Man. What is Pac-Man? She drops a full handful of food on the ground
treats.
As she plays the Pac-Man song and just watches Wheezy go around and eat each crumb.
What the sound?
Oh,
I have to tell you, this video.
That's the trick.
This video could go viral. I was
just
cracking
Wheezy,
up.
I mean, it is funny to the music. So Wheezy's just going around eating each crumb of food. But I'm telling you, I was wondering why Wheezy's not losing weight. Because, I mean, I have this girl on like a summer body diet. We go on runs. She's a pug. I feed her. I mean, I almost starve her. And she's gaining weight. And I go, Mom, how often are you playing Pac-Man with Wheezy? She goes, oh, only after we go on walks. I'm like, you go on walks every morning.
The dog ate probably about 1,000 calories a dog
Absolutely.
Treats.
Absolutely. It was a dinner portion.
Well, it was a lot.
Yeah.
When he eats the bigger one, does he turn blue and start running backwards? No.
She could at least put the food,
backwards.
The kibbles,
no, they run away from
and a lie.
Oh, no.
She could.
She just dropped it.
Oh, man, we finally got to use the big ass clip.
Trey's been waiting to use that.
Hit us one more time, Trey.
Trey's been waiting on that.
So we'll
He's been waiting on that.
We'll post that video of Jenna's mom doing the trick because it's pretty good.
I'm telling you, it's not that great.
I
JC loved it. You guys loved it when I showed it. It's
so
not that
funny.
Great.
I don't know why it's so funny to me. We do have Beat Shazam coming up. We're going to solicit for that. $1,000 up for grabs. And what will Alan not give Kelly Raspberry?
Oh, man.
Poor Kelly. Do you remember talking about that yesterday, Kelly?
Yes, I remember.
Okay, yeah, we'll get into that next.
Be sure and keep up with all the photos and the videos from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. We're here on the Kid Nation family vacation thanks to Visit Florida.
Live from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel in Miami.
Yay!
Here we are on our family vacation, which means we get to hang out with our friends, and we bring our boyfriends and girlfriends and wives, and we get to learn a lot about each other. By the way, we do have your $1,000 coming up with Beat Shazam in about 5 minutes. But we learned something about Kelly Raspberry and her fiancé, Alan, yesterday.
Hmm.
What's up, Alan?
Hey, hello, I'm Alan.
Hey.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I have to say this before we get started on this story. This morning in the bed, I was practicing my presentation of your wedding gift.
Oh.
Oh, it's a presentation.
I won't stop talking about the wedding gift. Like, he's teasing it.
Because it's got to come with an explanation.
When are you presenting it?
Oh, no, it needs an explanation.
I'm not exactly sure.
Are you presenting it at the wedding?
We'll see.
We should do it on the show just in case he ruins the wedding.
He's really building this up.
Yeah
I guess
much.
I am. So maybe I need to chill.
Yeah. But,
so it's not that big of a deal.
I'm very proud of myself for.
he needs an explanation. He says
for
Kelly.
Thinking of remembering. Okay. I'm trying to not give it away, so I'll chill. But
so
I,
is it more
I
of a gift for me or is it a gift for us?
For you. For you, the collective you.
So for us. You could have just said,
it would be us.
Well, you, it's a gift for.
She asked you, is it a gift for me or for
well,
us?
Well, it wouldn't have been a. I can't say it's a gift for us. Because
okay.
that would
guys.
Be improper.
Okay,
it's a gift for you both.
For both
okay,
of you.
For both okay. of us. Okay.
But
okay.
for one more than the other.
Okay. Well,
for me more.
So for Kelly.
Oh my gosh.
You're all so right. random.
I'm being very vague.
Very vague and evasive. Yes,
very vague.
You know what? That's good.
Okay.
That way they won't be able to guess now.
Try. Yeah, all right. Now, back to what Alan is not going to give Kelly.
Yeah. Kelly really wants something from Alan. And Alan's saying, nah, girl.
Well, it's not like I beg him for it, but every time I go for it, he denies me.
Oh, say that.
Really?
Yes.
What is this?
The high five.
Oh,
the high five.
I can't tell you how many times when, you know, just do something that's really cool. I'm like, all right, high five.
No.
And he's like, no. He will not high five me.
High five.
Why not? Is this like
that's a dude thing.
He will, and he really hates it if I dude him. And I don't do that.
Yeah, and
often.
I don't like it when you dude me either.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah,
right.
But
guys
I was like,
don't
dude,
like
don't
that.
Do that. Would and you he's like, don't dude me. But that doesn't bother me. Well, I don't get that either. But you won't high five me.
That's like a friends thing. It's not like a fiance.
But we're friends too.
Well, we are, but. But after we do something really awesome, I don't want a high five to celebrate.
Right.
For example, what? What would you do that's really awesome and deserving of a high five?
Like a good makeout session?
Just use your imagination.
Yeah, high five.
Yeah, I don't know if I would want a high five after that.
Yeah. Nothing. No. He won't do it.
No, I won't.
Right. So you know what? I admire that you have that and you're sticking to it.
He's drawn a line.
I do admire that.
I begged him. I'm like, just give me one. Nope.
Yeah. So the palms of your hands have never smacked each other.
No.
They've just
no.
held each other and caressed each other.
Yes.
Never,
right.
never full on.
What
slapping.
About you guys? Have you done this with your significant others?
I get what you're saying. I mean, I've had boyfriends say the same thing. They don't like when you say dude.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a conversation, which I definitely, I try not to, but I do it. A lot of us do it.
I don't do it that often.
No, not that often.
But when I do, he always calls me on it.
What would you prefer, though, in the times that, as a girl, we want to say, like, it's, I'm sure it's in the situation, you know, that you do something and Kelly will be like, dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Or, dude, what
dude,
would
you
prefer?
Be doing that,
well,
like,
she usually calls me babe, so she can say
babe.
Babe.
Okay.
So you like it more feminine.
The inflection.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah.
Or more intimate.
I think that's what it is. They don't want you to feel like a bro.
Exactly.
With the high five.
I feel you, babe.
No.
Oh, so
you won't do it. Is there anything that takes the place of the high five? Like a pat on the butt or
what can she get instead of the high five? Like a peck on the
forehead?
A kiss,
forehead
a kiss
peck?
Is always good.
Yeah. No,
on the
nose.
Too many forehead pecks, I don't think.
You know what
you
I don't
do,
like?
You kiss my nose a
I
lot.
Don't like if a romantic partner taps me on the forehead. Like,
oh, like a pat.
Like a, yeah. Oh, good dog.
He does pat me a lot.
Not and on the head though.
No, but you pat me a lot. And
that's
at first it bothered
so
me, but now it's things that he used to do initially that bothered me, now I like look forward to it.
Oh.
Like that magic.
Like patting
like
me on the face.
Okay.
Like when he literally will just start patting my face. I'm like, why are you doing that? But now I just let him do it because it's sweet. But yeah, he pats me a lot. I don't know why.
You're soft.
Yeah. I see. I feel like my wife and I high five all the time.
Really?
Like maybe once a day we high five.
See?
Well, that's fine. It works for
they're
them.
Friends.
Yeah.
Right. It works for them.
I don't know.
I'm not judging it. I
but
just don't like it.
I'm going to cut it off now.
Why?
That's what I'm going to do.
No, I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, because what? I'd rather give her a kiss.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing replaces a little pat on the butt.
Yeah.
What about the finger through the back belt loop?
Oh, I like doing
like
that.
When you're walking
no,
around.
No, I do that. When we're out walking, I'll put the
no,
like, my arm around you and my thumb
what
through
What if
the
you
belt
guys
loop?
Were playing a co-ed intermural sport?
Oh, that's
would you
cool.
high five her
first
then?
Of all, let me stop
well,
you.
That's
first
a good question, but that
hey,
would never happen.
I'm giving
happen.
You a hypothetical. You're out there playing flag football and
Jenna, that's Kelly.
Killer
Kelly, this
play.
Is Jenna.
Would you? I get it, Al. It's a funny hypothetical. That's why I'm never.
I do the butt slap in that case.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you
what
go.
If you guys are right. wrestling tag team partners?
Yeah.
She would never get in.
Okay, so everybody wanted to, like, this morning, when we got on their jet skis yesterday, and within a minute, we both fell into the water, they were saying, I wonder what that conversation was like after Kelly fell in the water.
Kelly looked mad.
Was she mad? Tell him what was happening.
Well, I think she was a little scared. I don't think she was upset with me more than just scared.
I said, take me back.
Yeah, she said, take me back. And I said, no, we're not going to go back. No, I don't want to do this. It's too scary. Uh-huh. No, we're not. Everything will be fine.
I couldn't get myself out of the water.
Yeah. And you know what? After the years that I've known Kelly, what she loves most is a man that'll be a man and kind of put, not put her in a place, but like say, no, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Kelly, okay, if you don't want to do it, we won't do it. She loves when, look, we're doing, woman, you're my woman, and we're getting on this jet ski.
That's right.
I don't know that that's what I said. But.
No. That wasn't exactly what it said, but you wouldn't give in to me.
We'll call it what it is. Right. Alan is the Kelly Whisperer.
Oh.
You know, that's what he is. Because he got her to stay on that jet ski. You guys had fun.
We did have fun.
We had a blast.
We ended up, not the... The first 15, 20 minutes was not fun for him.
Well,
what was you saying the whole time?
Every time we'd hit him, I'd be like, oh, God, please get us back.
She was in my ear. I was just praying.
Yeah. God, please get us back to the shore. Please don't let us fall off again. I was literally in his ear the whole time. I was terrified.
But then when we had that glass water and we were going almost 50.
No, that was better.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And we got up to how fast? 47?
47.
No joke. Jet skiing is so reflective of a relationship.
Yeah.
All the bumps,
there's,
you mean
choppy,
the choppy
times, yeah, and then it was smooth
times, right. Fast times.
Sometimes you fall in deep water.
And sometimes you just fall right off.
Sometimes she's screaming, oh God, in your ear.
Sometimes you just leave them and never go back. Yeah.
Kenzie and I had a, we're hoping that, hold on, we'll get to it. I feel
we're
like
still
we
talking.
Should. We'll give this, Kenzie and I were hoping we wouldn't fall off because we wanted it to be just you guys, and then we ended up falling off, and then Jenna ended up falling off.
Yeah. I did everybody. Not fall off.
We were secretly hoping.
All the couples.
So you bucked your candles. Partner off. So everybody that was couples had an issue.
Yeah.
The single riders didn't have any issues at all.
No.
So lesson, leave your ladies on the beach.
There you go.
When you go on the
That's
jet ski.
That's the lesson you got out of all that.
Or get them a separate jet ski, one of the other.
Get them a separate one. Yeah. Yep. Now you can hit a tray. Hey, that's my dude right there. Look at him. Alan, it's been fun having you on the trip, buddy.
Thanks.
I feel like
glad
our friendship is blossoming before our eyes.
Oh,
yes. Okay, you guys were hugging a lot.
Yeah.
Thank
hey,
you.
We want you to give us a call. Pick up that phone. Dial 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
How good are you at letting us know what song we're playing? If you can beat Shazam, you could score $1,000 next.
Big Al was planting his big butt in the sand, just steps away from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. Thank you, Visit Florida, for the Kid Nation family vacation.
I'll be honest with you. I heard it before we just went to break. The same one. It was the same.
I don't know about that.
We do have more than one.
No, we like that
it's
one.
It's the same one we use every time we go to break and come back from break.
It's a fan favorite, Al. I'm sorry.
Or either that or he's fantasizing about my...
All right. Hopefully you're fantasizing about winning $1,000 if you're listening to our show right now. It's time to play Beat Shazam.
Yep.
The TV show is on Thursday nights on Fox with Jamie Foxx. I believe one of us is going to get to go talk to him.
Oh, really?
Here coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm very nervous about who that person is because it's Justin.
It's Justin. I'm just upset that his tan, he washed it off too early because he was about to go interview Jamie Foxx and be, what was it? Competition black shade.
Oh, boy.
Spray tan.
So you can catch Jamie Foxx on Beat Shazam on Thursday nights on Fox. Good game show. You can win up to $1 million there. But we got $1,000 for you right now if you can identify the song we play before Shazam does. So let's get to it. Let's get our first caller on the phone. Who's this?
Hi, it's Fallon.
Fallon?
Yep, that's correct.
How cool name.
We will refer to you as caller number one.
Hello, Fallon. No, we're going to call her Fallon because that's her name. Fallon, here's the rules of the game. We're going to play you a song. Hopefully you recognize that song before Shazam cuts it off. When it cuts off, don't be scared. That just means Shazam has it. And I'll ask you to name the song, and if you can do it in the time allotted, you will score $1,000, and if not, we got to move on, okay?
Okay.
All right, Fallon. Don't be nervous. Take a deep breath.
Take a breath.
You got this. And we're playing with you because we haven't heard it yet, so we'll be playing along with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Fallon, here is your song. Name that song.
Oh, I can't think of the name now.
Oh! That's it.
Fallon. I almost screamed it out because I'm playing along.
Yeah, me too.
Every ounce of power. Fallon, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
All right, thank y'all.
Let's move on to contestant number two. Who's this?
Haley.
Haley.
Yep.
Welcome to the show. We have $1,000 for you, Haley, if you can identify the song that we play for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's try it. Name that song, Haley.
I'm pretty sure it's Fancy by Iggy Azalea. It's like, I'm so fancy.
That is correct, Haley. You just won $1,000.
That's so exciting. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
What are you going to do with
really
it?
I really need this.
You need the money?
Yes, I do.
For what?
What do you need it for?
Tell us everything.
I've got student loans to pay off, a credit card to pay off, a car bill, just extra money is always good, especially $1,000.
Right? Yay. Life's just hitting you hard right now, right?
Yeah, just life. Yeah, it's just life.
Blow all that and just buy something fancy.
Don't listen now.
Yeah, be fancy. Haley, congratulations. Thank you for playing Beat Shazam.
Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful day today. There we go. We have another $1,000 for you tomorrow with Beat Shazam. It took two callers today.
Only two.
Nice job.
That's good.
Nice job.
And Fallon almost had it. She just couldn't get the song title out there. Fancy. I'm hating my suntan, by the way, right now.
You're hating it.
I got a sunburn on my face, and I had a hat on, and I was squinting when I was jet skiing, so I got little white lines by my eyes. I just look stupid.
No, you don't.
I just look dumb.
You're gonna have wrinkles. All
right, you look fine. You look just like normal.
Kids, put on suntan lotion.
I look so stupid. No, you don't. You look normal.
Thanks, thanks, Kelly.
That's what Al said. I was just repeating it.
Thanks, Al.
You're welcome.
Jerk. We have Linda from Lowe's Miami Beach
Good
Hotel
morning.
With us.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Linda. Hi.
Dinner last night, first of all, was off the chain. On point.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
It was so good.
So happy y'all loved it.
Oh, it was awesome.
The chef was great. We also went to, Kelly and I actually went to Exhale Spa.
Massage.
Got our massages.
Did you love it?
Exhale,
they
yes.
They do a great
Pilar
job.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Fantastic.
I drooled on your floor. I apologize.
That's okay. Yeah. Don't worry. We'll clean that up.
And the Boucher brothers hooked it up with the jet ski
yeah,
tour, which
no,
is really
I know.
Cool. Was Alicia mad that I sprayed her? We had a whoopsie daisy.
Just a little bit.
You kept spraying everyone with the butt of your jet ski. Why were you doing that?
I don't know that I'm spraying that good.
I didn't know what was going on back there either.
Yeah, I'm just pulling a lever and things spray.
That's like, not true.
I didn't know. I wasn't expecting to squirt her like a rocket. You know? Mm-hmm. I felt so bad because I looked back and she's just drenched.
All right, Linda. Linda, what's in store for us today?
So today we're going to go on what we call a Flavor Miami tour. So we're going to take you guys out. We have an awesome program here at the hotel called Flavor Miami.
Uh-huh.
So for those that can't really get out and explore the city very much, we bring all of these awesome culinary personalities and their products to the hotel and integrate it into all of your food and beverage experiences so you can really sip and bite your way through all of our fun neighborhoods here and really taste the culture. But we are going to go out and meet these people. We're going to go to Funky Buddha Brewery, which is an amazing brewery down here that does culinary-inspired beers.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they'll have some great award-winning beers. They're going to tour you around their brewery and talk a little bit about how they come up with all of these crazy flavors.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go to Azúcar Ice Cream in Little Havana.
That means sugar, Al.
Yeah,
thank you.
So, and
Havana means cigar.
Azúcar is an amazing ice cream down here, and Susie, the owner, does a fantastic job, and she is just kind of like the queen of Little Havana and has made a really great business, and our guests love her ice cream here. It's a very authentic flavor of Miami. And then we're going to go see Matt at Miami Club Rum, which is Miami's first rum distillery.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
He makes an amazing rum. He also produces Voli Vodka, and he has an amazing distillery, and we'll do a fun tasting there, and he'll talk a little bit about why Miami's so special and how his product has really taken off here. So
don't let them give Kelly the bucket cup.
The mojitos.
Today.
Yeah. The mojitos got everyone.
She'll be out.
Yeah,
she'll
be out.
Did it do you in?
Yeah, I'm missing chunks of yesterday.
So I went in Miami.
Yeah.
So eating and drinking, basically.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a fun day. It'll be a great way to see and experience the destination.
Yeah.
And we got a lot to offer here with food and beverage. So.
And nobody's going to be upset because we're not going to get anybody soaked.
No.
Yeah, not today.
Unless
good.
You spill a beer on them or something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That could happen.
That could happen, yes.
So we're going to go right after the show?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So booze and ice cream.
Yeah, it'll be good.
I love it.
And food in between. We'll eat at Funky Buddha because they have a kitchen. And they're going to make a lot of fun food there.
Funky Buddha.
Man. I love it.
I'm going to need to go buy new pants when I get home. That's what I'm going to have to do.
Well, just borrow Jenna's elastic.
Okay, you're doing a class tomorrow, I think, at Exhale. So whatever you eat today.
Yeah, we're doing the core fusion.
Then tomorrow you can blast it away. Yay. Core fusion.
You going to do it with us, Kelly?
I didn't bring any. Honestly, I brought all flip-flops and sandals. I didn't bring any.
You can do it barefoot. Get earthy.
Earthy.
I could earth, yeah.
Earth it.
You doing it, Al?
Yes. If I'm still recovered from today's activities, if I have recovered already.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, I ate so much. Did you hear that I paid the guy to not bring us any more delicious food? It was like, it's more food I've ever had in my life. And I intend to duplicate that today with Flavor Miami.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Now, tomorrow, the whole working out thing with me.
Come on, Al.
Come on, Al.
I don't want.
Al, please.
Dr. Girlfriend's coming in on Thursday. You got to look right for her.
You got to get that bod right.
I don't want to waste everything that I work on Monday and Tuesday by working it all off on Wednesday. I am working hard over here. I am working hard to enjoy every amenity and little thing that you have going here.
You do.
All right?
So we'll try to get Al to work out with us tomorrow. We'll see how that goes.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Linda, thank you so much
thank
for setting
guys.
That up today.
I'm excited about the day.
Chilling in the poolside cabana at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. Thank you, Visit Florida, for taking care of the Kid Nation family vacation.
I bet you didn't know that Miami is the Magic City.
How about that?
Now you know.
It's beautiful over here. It makes you just want to sing a song.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Lowe's Hotel Miami.
Yeah, bro.
Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served as Skippy. Got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. The Bruno Mars song.
That's just the Bruno Mars song, but you changed the lyrics to Miami.
Is that what that was?
No, it says rent a beach house in Miami, but I said Lowe's Hotel Miami.
Oh, right. Look
at
you.
Changed it up.
I know.
Yeah, you just changed one lyric.
I've been saying it all day in Kelly's ear. I was hoping you'd pick it up.
Yeah.
I didn't pick it up.
She didn't pick it up.
I don't remember that at all, actually.
She didn't pick up what you dropped.
Lowe's Hotel Miami.
Lowe's Hotel Miami.
Wake up with those jammies.
Oh.
Lots of time with data. Just in
our better words.
It seems like your romp hem is becoming more unbuttoned as the show goes on.
No, it's just stretching a little bit more because I've been stuffing my face with
like it's getting more risque the morning
fruit
yeah.
and agave.
I think I see your belly button, dude.
No, my belly button.
That's not a belly
out.
Button.
No.
Oh, no. What is that then?
Was that a demon
job? Oh, no. Oh, man. No, man.
Oh,
Justin's been trying to get me and Al to get jump on this romp him bandwagon.
It ain't going
to
happen.
It's not that bad, honestly.
I
doesn't look that bad with his open chest.
There's no way the ladies would respect me and Big Al.
I would respect
that.
A man who rocked it with confidence.
I would, too. It would be. I think it would be cuter if you guys all wore that.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be rocking it with confidence. I'd be rocking it with humiliation.
Right.
That's the difference. You have to own it.
Yeah. But the front wedgie, I can't do.
No.
I don't know how you girls deal with rompers.
Bruno Mars would rock that out, and he'd have gold
yes,
chains with it,
yes.
and he would be having his
some
hat on.
Also, Bruno's a tiny little thing, and they
you
have
know what?
His size.
And that's the thing. He's 5 foot nothing, and he can get any woman he wants because he is confident.
Because he's Bruno freaking
He can
Mars.
Sing and dance.
There's a swagger about him, even if he wasn't famous.
I got swagger. GC, you got a baby blazer, and you're hating on this baby romp him?
That's exactly
baby
right.
Baby blazer gone.
He's got
I know, you couldn't handle it.
I'll over it. Okay.
Couldn't handle it. You had to get rid of it.
I had to get rid
no
of it.
No, Kason asked for it back.
No, real confidence, it doesn't matter what you're wearing.
Yeah?
That's right.
It's all about how you're feeling.
It's exactly right.
I just feel like a dude that's single couldn't go get a girl's phone number.
In a romp him. No, probably
I
not.
Think I could.
You think you could?
Yes, I think I could definitely get a girl's phone number. Rocking this romp him.
How many girls' phone numbers would you have to get, Al, for you to agree to wear a romp him with me? Don't look at me like that. Like you wouldn't do it. You would
two, maybe 300.
Oh my,
300.
So easy.
Yeah.
I said
two, maybe 300.
I said 200 or 300.
Oh, okay.
200 or 300.
No.
10.
5.
That's a lot of pickup lines I gotta use.
Yeah, and he's been struggling.
And it's got to be straight up. Like you ask 10 girls, and we get those 10 results.
10 girls.
Yeah, and if you get 5 of them to give you the phone number, straight up with a pickup line, then Al and I will think about it. Yeah.
I could get some. We'll
okay.
see today.
We'll see. We'll
we're gonna go
that.
All around town, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna be everywhere.
Yes. With the food,
the Flavor Miami tour. Mm. Yeah.
You just show off that hairy chest, and I think that'll help. Even though I see a lot of hairless people here in Miami. Lots.
Shout
out. You're shaving, or you think it's just like
I think waxing's happening
hair,
a lot.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm. I think a lot of waxing's going on.
You know, time to get all sweaty and, you know, if you got a lot of hair.
Right. Yeah. Like you want to be glistening.
Yeah.
You're getting out of the ocean.
Yeah.
Look like David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Or The Rock.
It is going to be raining today, so.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to hurt your chin?
I don't know. They're probably going to need an umbrella or a, a raincoat.
A poncho.
Okay. A poncho. Come over here, baby. Share this poncho with me.
Yeah. Hit on, show me.
Let me put
advantage.
A roof over your head.
Oh!
That was a good pickup line. Okay. Get ready to get a romp him.
Hold on. Try one on Jenna. Let's say Jenna's on the street.
Yeah.
As in how? You just want to use a pickup line?
Yeah. So, like, how would you get her number?
Change your voice a little bit.
No, I would talk like this. Otherwise, I won't be able to.
No.
You got it.
No, don't do that.
Swag it up.
Don't go up, go down.
But you know what? That might be in his benefit because a lot of girls wouldn't be threatened. They're like, oh, he's just, you know.
Yeah, but are you trying to get the number like for a date or you're just trying to get a girl's number? Because of course you're going to get
a girl's phone number. You don't know. You know, I just won't let them know my sexual preference, so I'll just keep them guessing.
You're right. I'd have no idea. It's
but,
a mystery.
You know, there are some people out there where like, is he gay? And you don't know. And some people are in a relationship.
Yesterday, you were sitting there chilling, drinking a beer by the pool. It was debatable.
Bro it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you try your line.
Go ahead.
As me?
No, bro it up.
Yeah, and as me, yeah.
What's up, girl? I just noticed.
Hey.
He's
I'm
actually
sorry,
out of breath.
How's it going?
I just noticed you over there looking at me, and I was looking at you, watching you look at me while I looked at you.
So
I came this way. I'm nervous of you right
now. That's cute.
You doing anything tonight?
Are you okay?
You doing anything tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to try and stay out of this rain.
Oh, really?
I'm actually visiting. Where's good to go around here?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not from here either.
accent is that?
But we could explore the area together if you want. I'll give you.
Gay's creeping in.
I know a good place to get some za.
Gay's creeping in, yeah.
If you want some za.
Za? Socks?
Pizza. Za.
Oh, pizza.
Yeah.
I can't have cheese. I get very sick.
Oh. Now,
what
you come
What about? What about some sausage?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Sure.
All right.
Oh, really? That works?
Well, Let's go get some sausage.
JC's been out of the game so long, he doesn't know that would work.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
That would work.
Yeah.
Believe me, I would have tried it long ago.
You got to hang out with me and get some sausage.
Oh, Kelly threw
it out. Right. I don't remember.
Would you have gone to get pizza with me?
Oh my!
You never even
eat
asked.
Pizza with me. Please,
Gay's back.
Please,
give me your number.
Gay just got back.
I'm trying to get people to wear a rob him.
Al, we're gonna be good.
I think we're gonna be all right. Yeah, we good.
Straight up, not gonna be wearing those things.
Wait. Do you like this rob him?
Chris, you go all black right there.
I do. It's interesting. You're funny. I like a guy that can laugh at himself.
Yeah, I think it'd look better on you.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know if it would fit
So
me,
you're
honestly.
Switching clothes with your
or,
date? Man?
Or your floor.
Oh.
I'm going to have to ask my girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh.
Or.
Might I
suggest your floor?
The pickup line with an alternate ending.
You know you have a girlfriend.
I do.
I'll bring my boyfriend.
All right, we'll see how Jessa does today.
I think you're getting better, though.
Yeah.
You're getting better. I'm not very good at this either.
I think I need a little bit more alcohol.
There's going to be that
some drinks
today, yeah. So
we're going to a brewery.
Yeah.
For rum.
A brewery.
Brewery.
A distillery for rum. We're going to a brewery for beer.
All right.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
If you drink enough, maybe I do look like a boy.
Yes.
Oh. Maybe. Who is this?
You were showing everything yesterday.
Thank you.
That little bathing suit. Did you see it?
Kind of.
All the groceries were just out. You had bread.
Is this
ham
still
house,
you trying to hit on me?
Eggs. Some meat.
Your eggs were out?
Which is eggs. All the groceries were just out.
Fallopian tubes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Oh no!
I don't know what he's talking about, but it's funny.
My eggs,
your eggs,
thank
the milk.
You. Yeah. Thank you.
How many in the carton?
I was like, "Is that Kroger?"
she got
the baker's dozen.
She got a dozen.
Baker's dozen.
All right, so Justin, good luck with your picking up.
Was that still you hitting on me? I'm getting confused.
Yeah, that was me being a compliment as a complimentary.
He said you look good.
What's that word? Complimentative.
Complimentary.
Okay.
Complimentative.
All right.
Here
we go. Love letters.
I can't wait to hear what he does.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we're going to do some bonus love letters to Kelly.
Okay.
You ready, Kelly? Live from Miami?
Sure.
All right, let's go.
Love letters.
Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, you've never been there for that, have you?
If you're going to mess up the love letters song,
I'm not going to try.
He's never done it before.
It's really easy.
But he's never done it.
But he doesn't. He can't stay on beat.
Just chime in.
He
can't get on beat, but I've been practicing on it. Okay, love letters.
Yes, all right. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I had dated this guy for almost a year, then he suddenly ghosted me. Now, after almost 2 years, he's reached out to me apologizing and asking for a second chance. He is claiming he had medical issues, but others have said he was already dating someone else when he ghosted me. Ooh. Now, I'm not sure I'm doing the right thing and giving him a second chance. Regardless, maybe he got it all out of his system and is ready for something serious. Should I give him a second chance and forgive and or just move on? We are both 30 years old now, by the way. Mary.
I would move on, but it sounds like you're already giving him a second chance. Did I hear that? Mm-hmm. Am I wrong to give him a second chance? So she's already giving him one?
Looks like it.
She's going to do whatever she wants to do because she's 30. And when you something about when you hit your 30s, you start panicking. And so you still make some really bad decisions. So you're probably going to go ahead and see him and then realize it was a mistake. I would tell you to avoid it altogether, but you're going to do it anyway. Because that's just what you do still in your 30s.
I just can't get over the lying. Yeah, I mean, yeah. He lied. Yeah. He ghosted you and now he's had medical issues. Yeah.
She knows, but when you
just
get
be
your,
honest.
He was a creep.
You go through phases in your life where you're like, especially when you're in your first half of 30s, you're like, I'm running out of time. If I don't make something happen now, my window is shutting. But unbeknownst to you, you've got a bigger window than you thought. So, I mean, I dated a lot after I hit 40, and so my 30s, but that was like a panic time where I've got to make something happen. I got to. Kim Kardashian said the same thing. That's why she got married.
Chris, yeah.
Because you feel like you're missing your window and you got to get married and make a baby. So that's why I'm saying because of her age, she's going to do this no matter what I tell her to do. But I think it's a mistake, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Justin by himself. Ready, Justin?
Okay. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I think someone's saying it with me.
It's not love letters.
That's Kid Craddock.
Kid.
Oh.
Yeah, he's always with us. Yeah.
He's actually really upset right now after that. Yeah.
Stop that. You're not a medium.
You upstaged him. So.
Don't get me crying.
It's not love letters. It's love letters. Okay.
Okay.
Did I not say? Oh,
you said love letters.
I said lettuce. Love letters.
It's okay. Yeah,
there's no letters.
You guys,
dear Kelly,
you guys,
dear Kelly, you are. We're messing with him.
I know, but you're bogging down.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Hi, my name is Chloe. I'm a 19-year-old female, not to be confused with the male's name, Chloe, and I've lived with my boyfriend for almost a year now. We live with his parents. Everything was going good until a few months ago. I found his mom is doing some bad things behind his back and keeping a lot of stuff from him.
Ooh. From who? The son or the dad?
It just says from him, so I'm guessing the son. We've been together almost 2 years now. Recently, we've gotten into more fights than usual. It's really stressful because I also work with his mom. I feel like I should tell him, but I don't want to hurt him, and I don't want him to be mad that I kept it from him. I love him very much. I'm just so confused. What should I do?
You need to move out of the house. This is an unhealthy environment. Mm-hmm. Why are you living with your boyfriend
and
with the mom?
Because they're 19 and they don't have money.
Well, then go figure it out. When I was 19, I figured it out. I got a roommate, and I didn't live in the nicest apartment in the world, but I did it. You can do it. Everybody has an excuse. I can't afford to do this. I can't afford to do that. You miraculously find a way to afford what you really want to do. So my advice to you is to keep your mouth shut and move out.
So don't say anything?
Well, what is he do? I don't know what she's... Is mom doing something illegal? Is she just talking... I don't know what's going on.
Bad
but it's
things.
An unhealthy dynamic all the way around that they're living together as basically teenagers at mom's house. Get out. That's my advice.
All right. Get away from her.
Yeah. All right. Al, you got one?
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
This is from Lee. Lee says, I think I need a new girlfriend. We've been dating for several years, and we love each other very much,
but
she's in jail. There's a good chance she might end up spending several years in a federal pen. Many people are saying I should just distance myself from her to help show that I had no knowledge or involvement in all the messed up stuff that she's accused of. But
his computer died.
It just went blah,
blah, blah. But part of me thinks I should at least wait till the trial
and
possible sentencing is over, and that would be another 2 months. I'm torn between holding on and moving on. What should I do? Lee,
move on. Oh, my gosh. wait to sentencing?
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, why are you tangled up with this mess in the first place? Can you not do... I mean, this is usually a letter I expect to receive from a woman.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
I don't Switched expect this from a man. Men usually abandon a woman
She's in jail.
The drop of a hat.
Dude, come yeah. on, dude. Go,
Lee,
go,
come on. You
go.
Wait for the sentencing and then she decide made... how to proceed?
Dude, go run.
If she's going to prison, leave. She's going to have a female
saying,
prison girlfriend. Right?
And leave no forwarding address.
And he's not saying she didn't do it. I believe her. Right. He knows she did it. Yeah. He's waiting to find out whether she has about, to go away and serve time.
Dude, go leave.
Why would you be sucked into this nonsense?
That's how he feels about himself. That's what
it
I've
is
learned.
More about him than her.
But he loved her.
Yeah, I know.
Because he doesn't love himself.
Oh, man, I got deep.
Lee. In the pen, the federal pen.
Yeah, you know how many other girls
the
are out there?
Federal penitentiary.
Move on.
Yeah. So move
Before
on.
Before they decide you're complicit.
We're live from the Sunshine State all week. Visit Florida. It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation. Live from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.